Do you know the number one question I get from experts who are turning into entrepreneurship after maybe spending years in corporate? They ask me, Fabi, should I build my business first and then worry about creating my message? Or do I need to figure out my message before I can even start? And obviously, I get why that might be confusing to you, because when you look around and you see all of these very successful coaches or consultants or experts with like beautifully polished websites, established client bases, and clear messaging, you think, well, they must have built their businesses first and then figured how to talk about it. But here's what I'm going to tell you today, and this might completely shift how you think right now about building your business as an expert, as a coach, as a consultant, as an advisor. Your message doesn't come after you build your business. Your message is basically the foundation on which everything else is built upon. And those coaches who get this backwards usually spend years struggling to attract the right clients or to command the right prices or stand out in the market when it is so crowded right now. And so what we're going to do today is we're going to walk you through why you need your message first and how to develop it, even if you don't have a full running business just yet. So a lot of what I see when I talk to experts and coaches and consultants is that they think that they need to focus first on building a website with all of the features, create this perfect offer with detailed pricing, or have a bunch of client testimonials, or establish their full business infrastructure before they can even think about figuring out what their message is. But what that does is that it ends up creating a really big problem because they're building their entire business on a foundation of, I don't know yet, what is the thing that makes me unique? So they end up very likely with very generic messaging that sounds like everybody else, and websites that don't really necessarily communicate their value, or LinkedIn profiles that sound like everybody else as well, or offers that oftentimes feel like commodities instead of premium solutions, or content that doesn't attract their ideal clients, and therefore sales conversations where they really struggle to articulate their worth. And then they're still wondering why they're competing on price instead of value, why their ideal clients aren't finding them, and why building their business feels so much harder than it should, especially when you have a lot of expertise and knowledge. But what I want you to get is that when you start with your message, when you get very clear on what is that unique value that you're bringing, right? Your unique selling proposition, if you will, before you build everything else, something really interesting starts to happen. You see, your website basically often writes itself because you know exactly what value that you uniquely provide and who you provide it for. Your content strategy becomes much more obvious because you know what insights and perspectives only you can share. Your pricing feels justified because you understand the unique transformation that you're creating, and therefore your sales conversation naturally flow as you're clearly articulating why somebody needs to hire you specifically. So in other words, your ideal clients find you because your message acts like a magnet for the right people. Now, I know that some of you are thinking, but Fabi, how can I have a clear message if I don't have a business experience yet? And again, this is where a lot of times people get confused about what message actually means and how it plays the part into all of this. So your message isn't really about your business experience. Your message is built on your expertise. And expertise may come from a lot of different sources. Like for example, you might have professional experience where you spent years or even decades working in the field that you want to coach in. Or maybe you have this strong educational background, or you have PhDs or master's degrees or certifications, or you have a very unique life experience where you gained a lot of knowledge through your personal journey. Or better yet, there's a combination of all of these things. That intersection of experiences is what creates the unique lens that you're bringing. So let's talk about what you need to develop that powerful message even before you have a full running business. The first thing that you need is that you have to generally understand what you're talking about. So I do think that this is extremely important if what you want is to build success. You have to understand what is the core of what I do. You have to understand that unique perspective that you bring. What do you see about this problem that you solve that other people don't? What's your unique angle? What is your approach? I call this your angle of mastery, by the way. What is that perspective or point of view that you're bringing to the table? And for me, that oftentimes from your lived experience, experience, from your personality, from your strengths, from your values, from your beliefs, and from that unique background or story that you have had over the years, right? Then you need to have clarity around who you're meant to serve and understand who specifically has the problem that you're an expert at solving. And how do they view the problem? How does it show up for them? Why is this something that they need to solve right now? Who are the buyers within your audience? I call these power buyers. And really defining all of these pieces is what's going to allow you to effectively communicate your offer and your business and what you do in a way that is really compelling for the right people. People often worry about credibility if they don't have this long track record of coaching clients. And what I find is that power buyers, like the type of people who are ready to invest, they care more about your IP, your intellectual property, your way of looking at things, than how long you've been coaching. If you can really show people that you are truly an expert, that you understand things in a different way, that you have insight, or you're bringing this approach that is really unique, it doesn't matter what your credibility is. You know, when I started my business, I enrolled clients even when I didn't have any testimonials on my website to share. I have an MBA. I've never been asked any information about my educational background. So it's not about like how many years have you been coaching, how many clients have you had. For your true buyer, your true ideal client, what they want to see is that you're a true expert, that you understand them, and that you have a unique approach in how you do things. But the only way that you can communicate that is through your message, is through your marketing, is through your copy on your website, on your LinkedIn profile, on the webinars that you're creating, on your videos, on your interviews, on your YouTube channel, like everywhere. And that comes from your message. So for you, it's really about doubling down on uncovering what that message is, on figuring out how you can really position the skills, the knowledge, the experience that you have in a way that actually differentiates you in a market that not only is saturated with people, it's also saturated with AI right now. So I talk to people all the time who, for example, have a very professional background, decades working maybe in C-suite levels or high-level executives that have worked with these companies and under these structures who want to build a new business. And then they have a really hard time translating all of that into a successful practice or business or coaching, consulting, or whatever it is. And obviously, it's not because they're not good enough. It's because they jump straight into marketing without getting clear on the message. So they go out and they hire marketing firms or like lead generation companies, or DMing people or sending cold emails or messages, or they're running ads or doing networking events, or they're trying to go viral. They're trying to grow their following and give that extra validation and credentials through what they're doing. And yet the message isn't clear. And because the message isn't clear, it becomes generic. And when your message becomes generic, or it sounds like it was written by ChatGPT, well, it's going to sound like it was written by ChatGPT. And therefore, it's hard for you to be able to truly stand out. And when there's so much noise in the market, what you need is to find a way to stand out, to find a way to communicate why you. What is it about your way of doing things that is different? What is it about you, your process, your IP, your way of thinking, your way of acting, your way of seeing the problem, your way of seeing the solution? What is it about your way of doing everything that is exactly what your audience needs? And when you learn how to effectively communicate that, that's when what you do becomes a need to have for your audience. That's when they can feel like, okay, I need to hire this person because they're the person that can solve my problem. And so that message at the end of the day, it shows up on everything, on your website, on your landing page, on your emails, on your videos, interviews, podcasts, webinars, content, sales calls, offers, all of it. It's what ultimately drives your marketing. And so in today's world, people think that they can just plug things into ChatGPT and that's going to be enough. But if everybody is asking ChatGPT to create their messaging for their website, every single website is going to sound exactly the same. And your message ultimately is going to blend in even more when the barrier of entry keeps on getting lower. When that means basically is that standing out is harder, especially when you don't have clarity in the message. So bottom line to all of this is that you don't need this fully established, like running business to develop a powerful message. But what you do need is a powerful message to build and establish successful business. Your message is the thing that is going to attract your ideal clients, that will justify your premium pricing, that is going to differentiate you from every competitor out there, is going to make your marketing efforts, financial, time, energy, all of that more effective, and build your reputation as an expert. When you get your message right, everything else becomes easier and more effective. When you try to build first and message later, you spend years struggling to communicate value that you should have been known for from the very beginning. So basically over here, my friend, the choice is yours. You want to start with your message and build a business that attracts your ideal clients from the beginning, or you want to build your business and then spend years trying to figure out why you're not attracting the clients that you're meant to be attracting, especially when you're a little bit more advanced in your knowledge. So if you're starting and wondering how to develop your message, here's what we focus on in the brand message assessment calls with people who are brand new experts. So the first thing is that we identify what unique expertise foundation is, like where your authority comes from, what makes your perspective really unique and different, and really clarify who are your potential power buyers. Who are the people who could potentially buy from you? And what do they think about the problem? How do they see the problem? How does the buyer look at investing, for example? And so then based off of that, I'm able to develop positioning that showcases your expertise and helps you attract those power buyer clients, even if you don't have a long coaching track record just yet. Ultimately, the goal here is to help you start building your business on a really solid message foundation rather than kind of crossing your fingers and hoping that your message is going to magically emerge after you've already built every other piece of the equation. So all I want you to do is click below to book your 15-minute brand message session with me, or go to brandmessagesession.com to book that 15-minute call where I will literally help you figure out how to position your expertise, how to create your message so that as you build your coaching, your consulting, your advisory practice, whatever it is that you're doing, it really is communicated in the most effective way and you're able to attract a lot of the right people from the very beginning. Make sure that you subscribe on YouTube, on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify. You follow me everywhere at Fabi Paolini, and let me know in the comments below, are you right now building your business? Are you starting it out? Tell me a little bit about what you do, and I would love to see a little bit more of what your approach is going to be to help you get your goals faster. I will see you in the next episode.